Hi, welcome to module number five. This one now we're starting to work on the future and what we want to call in. And today's content specifically, this is actually going to be about where and how are you going to meet the one. And we've talked a lot about this whole idea of attracting the right and perfect partner. And I use that word perfect not as a recognition that yet there are no perfect people, but there are people who are just right for us, who come in and they bring the things that they're dealing with, the things we're dealing with. We come together, and it really is, there's a certain perfection in it. And I really do believe that. I believe that we put a certain energy out there, and we attract the like energy that comes back to us. So what we're going to talk about today is, how exactly are you going to meet this person? How are you going to get out there? And the good news for you is that I spent a good part of my career before I got into coaching in the marketing business, marketing and advertising. I was a writer, graphic designer, so I did a lot of stuff in the area of marketing. Now, as a coach, obviously, you know, the reason you found me here is because I market my business as well. So it's really a question of, how do you get the word out there? How do you find qualified potential customers in your particular case here? How do you find quality men who potentially have like interests and similar values? How are you going to find them? And how do you put it out there? And how do you find where they are? And then once you do that, how do you attract them in? And then how do you keep them? And then there's some of the strategies that I taught you from the very beginning. That's when those are going to come in really handy, those things like the man magnetics formula. So we've sort of done this a little bit backwards in some respects. I gave you the strategies up front, but for those of you who dug in and decided to go deeper, now I'm giving you the state and the story that's going to go with it. So I'm going to help you get into a really great state and do some great work to uncover how to bring these men around and how to call them in. And I guarantee that you have everything, with all the work we've already done, you have all the skills and all the, you have everything that you need within you right now to bring these men in. I've taught you the strategies. You know, we're working on your story. We're working on getting rid of that old stuff. We're working on the clarity of who you want to attract. And now it's like, how exactly do you attract them? So that's what we're going to work on today. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about too is if you're meeting men online as well. And I've got some, I think, really sound strategies for how to do that. Even if you're already doing it, I think we can definitely improve what you're doing on as well. I've done a lot of study on what's out there, and I think I've got some ideas on how to do it even better. So I want to pick up on where we left off the other day when we were doing module 3, and we were basically sort of coming up with the man, the ideal man, someone who represented some of the traits that you were looking for. Maybe it was an actor, maybe it was a movie star, maybe it was, you know, I think you mentioned maybe it was even your friend's husband or someone who had all the attributes. Maybe in some ways it was your dad. Not that it is your dad you're looking for, but similar traits. And a lot of women are out there looking for traits that their dad had, so there's nothing wrong with that. So the fact is, I want to go back and I want to sort of revisit that whole idea of that sort of stand-in or that person who has bundled these particular traits. And I want to do work today. I want to go back to that guy and I want to answer the question, a man who exhibits the traits of blank might be predisposed to like blank or be found at blank. Now, that's the first one. So here's a couple of examples for you. Now, a man, if one of the traits that you admired is a man who's masculine and rises to the challenge, you would say a man who's masculine and rises to the challenge might be predisposed to, like, fill in that blank, martial arts perhaps, or mixed martial arts, and you might find him at a blank karate dojo or something like that, or somewhere else. You know, opposite end of the spectrum, if you put it down, one of the things you're looking for is a man who enjoys and supports the arts. Great, that's fine too. He's not going to be probably in a dojo, perhaps. So the way we would fill that in is, a man who enjoys and supports the arts might be predisposed to like the symphony or works of art. We'll fill in that blank, and he might be found at a symphony hall or a museum. So essentially, I want you to go and take that exercise, and I want you to just pull out some of those traits that are on your list, things that you really admire, things that you'd love to attract in, and there's nothing there that's wrong or not correct, or you can't possibly do it wrong. Just think of those traits that you think would really make for a juicy dating partner, or someone you want to spend your life with, actually. What kinds of things would you do together? Where would you go? What would you do? What would you enjoy? What would you be looking to find and appreciate in this person? And how could it make your life even more fulfilling to be in relationship with someone like this? Take those traits, figure out where those people are, what they might like, and now we're going to come up with a list. So that's question number one. So take some time to do that. And then the next level on this particular assignment is we're going to go to question number two. And that one is, for each possibility you name above, what access to that activity do you have access to in your community? Now, you know, for example, if it was a symphony hall or a martial arts dojo, or, you know, maybe you've got a local chamber of commerce, you know, business networking get-together. You know, there are all types of different areas where you could meet these people. If you figure out what are the attributes, where are those people likely to gather, where would you meet those folks? I'd love for you to just come up with a list of them. If it's dojos, come up with maybe three of those lists, or maybe a symphony hall or museums or networking groups. Come up with, go and do a little research on the internet. Find three places where you could go and meet some of these people. Now, am I saying you're going to meet someone at the very first event? I don't know. Maybe not. But the fact is, I want you to get out there and I want you to have a marketing plan. Because, you know, it's funny. I said this. I have a very, very good friend of mine who I got to the pleasure of attending her wedding, and I used to say to my clients all the time, it's not likely that the man of your dreams is going to actually walk through your front door. Well, she ended up kind of making a liar out of me, because she has an annual holiday party for her birthday, actually, and a mutual friend of ours invited her brother, who came to that party, who actually walked through her front door. And wouldn't you know it, they ended up getting married. I had the good fortune to be there the night they met. I was there at their wedding, and, you know, I guess my purpose is I have to give this sort of, asterisk here. You got to qualify that statement. Yes, usually the man of your dreams is not going to walk through your door unannounced, but occasionally it does happen. So crazy things can happen, but I think that's a funny story about how it sometimes can happen, but, you know, most likely you're not going to be sitting there watching TV in your pajamas and have the man of your dreams come knocking on the door. It's going to require you to get out and be circulating and sort of demonstrating that radiant energy, that amazing you that we've been working on through these last five sessions. And by the way, five sessions, let me acknowledge you again for the fact that you've been here through five sessions now. And you are seriously working this program, and you're doing it, and I'm certain that you're taking the time to fill out the questions, do the activities, and I just know that when you put in that kind of effort that you will be rewarded. I have an absolute belief in that, so I want to acknowledge you again for just sticking in here, purchasing this program, and then actually following through. You know, there's a lot of people out there who buy programs and never crack the spine on the book or do anything with it. So as someone who's seriously working in and doing it, I just want to acknowledge you, and I think it's extraordinary, and I'm just too pleased to be able to help you, because I love to be able to assist people who are willing to step up and help themselves. So it is an honor, and I'm really delighted. So now that we've done that list, again, come up with that list of all the places where you found those attributes, find the places where you might find people who are interested in those attributes, and then we'll move forward to the next question. And that's question number three. So once you create this list, I want you to share it with your most trusted or well-connected friends and ask if they know anyone that fits your description that they may be able to introduce you to. So, for example, if you say you want someone who's, you know, again, someone who's masculine, rises to the challenge, makes you feel safe, and all these good things, and ask them if they know anyone who's into martial arts or into personal protection somehow or something like that. You know, look for the traits that you admire or respect and appreciate and go out and find them and take advantage of your network, because the fact is you don't know who your friends know. That's one of the beautiful things about Facebook, you know. You can be out there on Facebook and you can meet friends of friends of friends of friends that you would never hope to meet, and it becomes such a much smaller world. And in fact, you could even take these things on Facebook and search for, you know, Karate Dojo in your area, or something like that, or a local symphony, or a local networking, or something to that effect in your area. Those things, most likely, if you're active on Facebook, are coming up in your feed anyway. So, you know, give it some thought and put yourself out there. Look for these opportunities. I guarantee you, you have no idea how many networking meetings there are in your town every single day. I used to do a lot of networking when I first opened my business, so I can tell you, there's a lot going on out there. You could pretty much have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner somewhere in your town every single day and meet with people out there who are networking. Working and meeting other people and interested in helping one another. There's a lot of great groups, so by all means, take advantage of these things. Find out what's out there. Do a little research, and I guarantee you'll benefit from it. So that is that's number three. The next question, number four, is if you date online, it's time to maximize your profile. Listen, ideally, you want 3 to 5 of your very best pictures on there. No more, no less. You know, and if you don't have them, it's time to go and do a photo session. The fact is, you've got a friend with a cell phone camera or something, you can go out and do it. You know, and also, by the way, if you've got those pictures, if all of your pictures have you in a bathroom mirror with your bathroom behind you, now come up with another plan. The fact is, there's other people out there, and you could actually turn your phone around and so take it a view with a nicer background. You know, that's just, I don't know, I see that all the time, and it's just not impressive. It says to me that you didn't really go all out. You kind of took the path of least resistance and you just kind of put it out there. Now, the other reason that I say you wanted to do 3 to 5 pictures is I think 3 to 5 is a really good number. Now, the other thing you'll notice, if you open up someone's profile and you see on their dating profile, I'm not talking about a Facebook page, that's different. If you see a dating profile and it's got, you know, 38 pictures of them and all kinds of different outfits and with, you know, with people cropped out of them and whatnot, you know, what does that say to you? That's just someone who's really going to be about significance. And a lot of the work we've done here is about getting really clear on what needs are most important to us. And, you know, you don't want to be out there broadcasting that you're all about significance. Look at me in this outfit and look at that. 3 to 5 pictures is going to give you a very good cross section. And again, I would sort of go back and calibrate that by the things that you're looking to attract. If you like guys who are into sports and rugged adventure types, then put yourself in a photograph that looks like you're enjoying those things. If you like going to ball games, put yourself in your favorite team's jersey. Or, you know, if you love horseback riding, put yourself in riding horses. Or, you know, whatever it is, you know. Put yourself in your best light. You know, you want something casual, you want something a little more dressy, and you want something that demonstrates lifestyle and hobbies. So figure out, what do you love to do? You know, if it's the symphony, show a picture of you going into the symphony in a ball gown. If it's, you know, scuba diving, show a picture of you on a scuba diving trip or something. Demonstrate who it is that you are and what you love to do. And here's the thing. We're going to go into this a little bit deeper in a moment, but what you're doing there is you're really giving people an opportunity to paint themselves into the picture. So if they see you riding horses and they say, oh, wow, I love riding horses and I know a fantastic place to ride, they're going to take note and they're going to say, ooh, I'm going to write to her. So that's what you want to do. You want to give people an opportunity to paint themselves into your life, to actually picture them being with you, sharing something with you that you're both going to enjoy. And so it's really important to demonstrate yourself, you know, having fun. So make sure that these photographs have a great spirit. You know, there's a big smile on your face, or you're laughing, or you're having fun, or you're demonstrating your radiance. It's not just, you know, you're not all posed and, you know, puckered up or something. You want to demonstrate yourself having fun and with a whole range of different sides of you, if you will. All kinds of different hobbies and aspects and places you like to go and things of that nature. So That's my thought on the photograph. So let's be really judicious in the choice of which five you do. And again, if you don't, if you, all you've got is a picture of you in the bathroom window, go get someone to take a couple of pictures of you. For God's sake, you have access to all kinds of things. Go make it happen. If you can't make this happen, we've got bigger problems. So get yourself some good photographs. It's going to put your best foot forward. Otherwise, you will have no, you know, you'll have plenty of reason to complain if you're just attracting lame men because you've got a lame profile. So if you want a great guy, come up with a great profile. Okay, that's my wrap on pictures. Next, we're going to go into a list of how do you really dress up your dating profile if you're online. And, you know, if you're not, you might want to consider it. I think it's really totally transformed the dating world because it's literally like putting in your order form with the universe. It's really incredible. You have access to people that you never would have met ordinarily, and you literally can put everything you're into and have them be attracted to what it is you're putting out there. So keep that in mind. Everything you're putting out there, you're hoping to attract a resonant energy that's going to go with that. So, you know, put what you're really into. Don't just say you're into football because you think that guys like football. You know, that's not true. You're not going to do that. You know, if you're not, it's going to show up really soon. Just be authentic. Be you. And who you are right now is already enough. You're already great the way you are, and there's someone who is into you the way you are. You know, I tell my clients all the time, you know, women are notorious for beating themselves up about what's wrong with them and what's not great about them. And it's this whole process of the ideal woman. You know, her job is, the ideal woman is that voice in your head that says, oh, you're not skinny enough, you're not pretty enough, he's not going to like you, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't wear that, that doesn't look good on you, that kind of thing. You know, it's terrible and what she does to her, but the fact is she's there to serve you. And the way she serves you is by making you even better. And if you can just make peace with her, thank her for the message, and send her on her way, you'll be far ahead of the game. I digress for a moment, but I wanted to tell you about the fact is, on your dating profile, I want you to be able to stand out because you're going to, again, just like in the pictures, you're going to allow people to paint themselves into the picture with you. But rather than with pictures, you're going to do it with words. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Question number 5 says, make a list of the things that you've done in the past that you enjoyed and really give a flavor of who you are. For example, maybe driving with a top down on a cool summer night, or salsa dancing in the islands, or, you know, singing karaoke until the place closes down. Now, you'll notice those are all sort of poetic or sort of like literary, I guess, if you will. You know, it's a formula, really. It's a, here's the activity, here's the place, here's the condition. So find the place, find the condition, and mix in the activity and make it fun. So just draw out that activity and take it to the next level and make it something that you've done before. Somewhere you've gone, maybe you took a vacation somewhere, maybe you have a favorite hobby that you did, who was with you, what did it look like, what did it feel like? Just talk about how fun it was and how great you know, what a great time you had and how much you enjoyed it and how you can't wait to do it again or something like that. So you want to bring some adjectives to it and you want to tell a story in just a few words. Like I said, salsa dancing in the islands or driving with a top down on a cool summer night. Those are short phrases, but they paint a picture. And if that's who you are and that's what you've done, by all means, let someone else share that with you. You never know. If you love driving with a top down on a cool summer night, there might be a guy with a convertible who says, yep, that's the one, and he's going to want to get in touch with you. So, you know, do you see how smart this is? You're literally letting someone paint themselves into the picture with you. And I want you to get a whole list of those. And I want you to give me at least, say, 20 things. There have got to be 20 things about you that you think are cool, that you've enjoyed, you think are fun, and have been highlights of your life, magic moments. Think of your magic moments. Where did you go? What did you do? Who were you with? You know, what do you want to experience again in the future? You know, even if you haven't yet done it, put it there. You know, you could say, one of the worst things I see in dating profiles is like a sentence like, you know, I'm just as comfortable in jeans as a little black dress, and I love to go out to eat. Really? I haven't seen a profile yet that doesn't have that phraseology in it or something like that. And it's just, it's boring. I've been there, done that, seen that 100,000 times. Yeah, you like to eat. I get it. So, but, you know, dress it up a little bit, you know, tell me a favorite place or what you like to do or what type of food or, you know, one of the examples that I gave earlier, is something about, you know, I love the, you know, Scallops Primavera at my favorite Italian restaurant. Ask me about it and I'll tell you where it is or something like that. You don't want to put too much personal information, but you want to really sort of dress it up and make it sexy, make it fun. Does that make sense? Okay, I sort of jumped ahead a little bit because I kind of knew where I was going, but let's sort of take a step back for a second. Now, question number 6 is make a list of your favorite hobbies or things that you'd like to experience with your partner that you have not done yet. And some of the examples I gave you there are like horseback riding or skiing or, you know, hiking, camping, you know, traveling to the Yucatan, I don't know, whatever it is. Put down a list of things that you'd love to experience with a partner and give yourself a number of those. I want you, you know, you have probably 100 different interests maybe. I want you to get a number of different options, things you'd love to do, things you'd love to experience with your partner. Think of a magic moment that you haven't had yet. Like what would you be doing, you know, walking hand in hand on the beach or, you know, and again, always kind of think of it as this sort of literary, poetic license way to describe it. You know, make it romantic, make it fun, you know, falling into each other's arms, laughing until, you know, we're gasping for air, something like that, you know, something fun that's really just paints a picture, always painting a picture. That's what's going to set you apart from someone else. Now, take some time to do that, and then question number 7 is going to be, what traits or activities really describe you and that you would consider core values? Now, again, think about this, like, who are you really? Like, what's important to you when you say core values? Like, things that have shaped your experience. You know, maybe as an example I gave is maybe you're really active in charity work, or perhaps you sing in your church choir and, you know, that's really important to you, or maybe you, you know, volunteer with kids, you know, something I used to do. I used to volunteer at a home for abused children, you know, and it, you know, I think that said a lot about who I was and what I did, and, you know, I'm part of a number of charitable organizations. I've raised money for some different events. You know, maybe a family member had a, you know, cancer or a life-threatening disease and you supported, you know, a fundraiser for them, or something that you did that really speaks to who you are, something that shaped your life, something you would consider a core value. What's important? What's life about? What is, you know, ask that question, what's life about? And you're going to be able to identify, like, what are your core values? Like, what is it about faith? Is it about love? Is it about charity? You know, find out what it is that resonates in your soul and that you feel it's important to do and give back. What do you want to be, do, or have in a way that's going to sort of demonstrate who you are? Core value time. Just get really clear on that. Who do you want to be? How do you want to portray yourself at your core? Take some time, fill that in, and come up with that list. Now we're going to move on to the next question. Question number 8. I want you to give me an example of a specific time when you did that or displayed that and work it into your profile. In order to be effective, it must be specific or measurable. Now, an example here is, you know, maybe you took a 30-day backpacking trip in the Amazon rainforest. You know, that's specific, it's measurable. Or maybe you were competing in a high school talent competition with your rendition of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman or something like that. It's got specifics, it's got generalities, it's got fun, it paints a picture. It kind of lets people in on who you are. Maybe you don't sing a lick. You know, it doesn't matter. What is it that you've done? What is your experience? Come up with all these little vignettes. These are little snippets of your life. And if you want someone to share that life, show them these snippets. It's like sort of sitting there on your first date and you're kind of looking through a scrapbook. I've done this, I did this, this is what I'm looking for. You know, you're really letting someone see little vignettes of your life, who you are, what you're about, And again, they can literally see, what am I, you know, what am I buying into here? Do we navigate the world the same way? Do we have the same values? Do we have the same interests? We think the same things are important. You know, these are fantastic questions, and you don't have to necessarily answer them specifically. You're answering them indirectly by you just being. You know, I'm not trying to make you something different than you are. What I'm helping you do in this marketing program is I'm helping you to drill down and get really clear on who you already are. That is magnificent. That is great. What do you admire? What do you respect? What do you appreciate about you? And just put that best foot forward out there. And you know what? We'll just put the things down for now. We'll pretty them up later. But just come up with some great ideas of things that you've done, things you want to do, places you've been, all that kind of stuff. And just come up with a, you know, you've got that list there. Just keep working that list. Now, in question number 9, we're going to move on to the next one. I want you to be sure to add concrete examples throughout your profile on your dating page. So if you're on like Match.com or eHarmony or something like that, there's going to be a place for you to write, you know, your own personal story and places for you to put something, plenty of fish, whatever it is. For example, everyone likes to go out to eat, but it's boring to write that. So instead, I want you to talk about the incredible scallops primavera at the Italian place around the corner from you. Be specific, but don't give details that are going to identify you or that could inspire a stalker. I mean, you don't want to like necessarily name the place and say, I'm there every Friday from 4 to 6 or whatever. You don't want to do that because, you know, security is still an issue. But you do want to put those things out. And again, it's like a little tease. It's like a little glimpse into your life, a little glimpse into who you are, what's important, and what resonates. Again, who you are already is pretty incredible. So you don't have to try to be something you're not. Find the things you already are and just be them the best you can. And you'll be appealing to someone. So, you know, make sure that it gives a flavor of who you are and then just be sure to punch it up again. Give it a little bit of a literary twist, a little bit of poetic license. Just have fun with it. You know, I've given you a couple of examples. And, you know, even if you're, you know, struggling with it, you know, ask a friend of yours who is a good writer or ask someone who can have fun with it. And just, you've got the outline of how to do this. And it's here, you own it, you can come back to it time and again, and just keep writing those things. And just write those lists, and what you're going to do now is then take them into your actual profile and weave them throughout. So question number 10 says, throw in a couple of things that you consider a deal breaker at the end, just to show you have standards and convictions. Now, you know, again, the reason I do that is because, you know, we all have a limited amount of time. And if there's something that you feel really strongly about that's a deal breaker to you and you don't want to attract that in your life, you don't want it, put it on there. And there's two reasons. One, it's going to show that you have standards and convictions and you're who you are and you stand up to them. And secondarily, it's going to let people know that, oh, okay, if they're into that, then they're going to sort of opt out already up front. So an example is, you know, if you could say something like, please, due to my strong animal rights convictions, if you're a hunter, you're going to need to hunt elsewhere. You know, if you're addicted to anything other than great times with your woman, I'm not the girl for you. You know, again, you're putting it out there. These are the things that I don't allow into my life, into my circle. And just put them out there. You could be playful, you could be fun. You know, again, you could be a little bit literary or poetic with it. You know, have some license with it. But put it out there because, again, you're going to, one, keep away the things that you don't want. And secondarily, you're going to put it out there and you're going to have some oomph to you. You're going to have, like, they're going to get a sense of who you are and what you're into. And it shows you have standards. You want to be a woman, you know. All the work that we've been doing on every one of these 6 modules is really about me helping you become a high-value woman, a woman who knows her values, so she's going to go out there and she's going to resonate at a vibration that she's going to attract someone like herself in, and she's not going to put up with any nonsense. And then talking about you, you want to make sure that you're out there and you feel great about who you are, you know your value, you know who you are, you know what you're looking for, and you're just quite frankly not going to settle for less. It is out there, I guarantee you. But as what we've done together is we've given you such clarity on it, I think you're frankly going to be shocked. You know, if we've done all this work together and we've brought you up to this place where you understand what men are looking for, you understand how to communicate with them, you understand the beauty of polarity and how it works for you when you allow it to work for you, you understand who you are, you understand what you bring to the table, you understand all the old stories you had in your background that get in the way of you attracting in what you really want. Can you see how much work you've already done? I mean, we're up, we've got one more session left here, and we have cleared out so much clutter. We've taught you how to teach, how to pull out the best in men. We've trained you how to get rid of the old stories. We've had taught you how to attract in what you want, how to get out there, how to spruce up your profiles. You've gotten so much valuable content here. Like, you're a different woman from when you started it. So this is a fantastic process. I'm really excited that we took this time to put together a very effective marketing plan for you. Remember, the key things to remember are you got to get out there. You got to identify what it is you want, because, you know, it's a lot easier to hit a target you can see, you know, rather than just going out and not having any idea what you're looking for. Get clear. Get clarity on what you want. Go out there and be in proximity to it. Proximity is power. And clarity is power when you apply it, when you use it. So take advantage of these exercises. That's what they're designed to do. Give you that absolute clarity on who you are, what you're looking for, where they are, where you can meet them. And then go out here and dress up your dating profile and make it a work of art. And just have fun with it. Make it really fun and appealing and playful. But at the same time, give it a little spunk and a little personality. And that's going to be what guys are into. That's going to be what gets their attention. Have fun with it. Know who you are and be kind of no-nonsense but playful at the same time. It's a magic formula, and guys are always attracted to it. They're always looking for the light, the radiance, and the vibrancy. So I want you to make sure you've got that in your profile. And if you want to, by all means, send it to me. I'd love to see it. You know, my email is dave@manmagnetics.com. I would love to see what you come up with. So send me a link to it. Send me a screen capture or something. And who knows, I might even, you know, I'm going to send you a thought or an idea after I look at it, or, you know, an edit or something. I'm not saying I'm going to write it for you. Don't do that. But I would love to see it, and I'd love to see you moving forward and doing great things. So I hope this has been a great session for you. This is all about marketing and how to get yourself out there, put yourself in proximity to what you want, and then attract it in by being your incredible, amazing, vibrant, and radiant self. So thanks very much, and I will see you on the next module, number 6. Talk to you soon.